位弟兄姊妹，各位嘅来宾，各位朋友，早晨。我哋今朝早好高兴咧，有一个好特别嘅机会，系能够有袁佑轩博士 Dr. Christopher Yuan 同埋佢嘅家人嚟到我哋嘅当中，喺我哋当中里边系正道，能够系讲述神自己嘅恩典。Dr. Christopher Yuan 佢而家咧系喺芝加哥嘅穆迪神学院里边咧系任教，并且咧佢系喺北美同埋世界各地里边系有巡回嘅系演讲，系讲到佢信心嘅旅程，同埋佢对于经历呢个同性恋呢件事点样嘅主去帮助佢。Dr. Christopher Yuan 佢喺穆迪神学院里边系毕业，亦都喺Wheaton 惠顿嘅神学院里边咧系毕业，亦都咧系喺 Bethel 神学院咧攞到佢嘅博士嘅学位。今日咧喺佢嘅喺我哋嘅当中咧，唔单单系Dr. Yuan 喺我哋当中，佢父母咧都喺呢度，同埋佢一齐咧系讲见证。佢嘅爸爸妈妈 Dr. Leon 同埋 Angela Yuan 曾经经历过一个好困难、好痛苦嘅日子，因为佢嘅儿子咧系沉迷喺同性恋嘅生活嘅里边，但系神咧系俾佢哋好大嘅恩典，透过咧系依靠上帝嘅大能，佢哋能够改变一啲系好难改变嘅事，亦都咧系透过上帝嘅恩典，佢哋自己都能够每日嘅更新佢哋自己嘅生命。所以今朝早咧系佢妈妈 Angela 同埋咧系 Christopher 博士会喺我哋嘅当中一齐嘅分享上帝佢自己嘅工作。佢哋嘅见证咧，亦都系写咗喺佢哋所写嘅书。一阵咧，大家可以出去喺外廊咧 Chapel 嗰度。嗰、那個 book table 咧，大家會睇見佢寫嘅書，係你會更清楚嘅明白佢哋所經歷嘅。We are very happy this morning to have Dr. Christopher Yuan and his parents to be with us to share with us his faith journey and the parents also to share with us how by God's grace anything is changeable and possible and how to renew our life daily and how to be transformed daily by the love and by the grace of Jesus Christ. And we are very happy to have Pastor Mei Mi Yuan to do the interpretation for the English part. 我們今天早上讓我們用城北的熱烈的掌聲去歡迎 Dr. Christopher Yuan 和他的 parents.
America, where money grows on trees and streets are lined with gold. Well, at least that's what I perceive. Oh, 对不起，我是要讲中文的。美国在我小的时候，想象中是一个钱长在树上，遍地是黄金的一个国家。在1964年10月30号，我在纽约市的港口上岸。当天晚上，我住在我朋友的一个破旧哈林贫民区的一个破旧的公寓里面。让我更吃惊的是，第二天10月30号，一群小朋友穿着奇装异服，脸上戴着面罩，向每家敲门说 Trick or treat, trick or treat. 我才知道我对美国的看法是完全错误的。蒋南京是我大学的情人，他比我晚一年到了美国，第二年我们就结婚了。我也以为只要我们两个人相亲相爱，我们一定会有一个幸福美满的家庭，没有想到我对婚姻的看法也是完全错误的。我那个时候不是基督徒，也没有因此积年累月聚集了无数件没有解决的婚姻问题，所以我们婚姻的灾难是无可避免的。终于在两个儿子的鼓励之下，我们开始办理离婚的手续， 去结束28年的婚姻。同年5月17号1993年，我们的儿子袁佑轩从他牙医学院回到家里面跟我们宣布说，我是同性恋。因为我们夫妻的感情已经到了绝望的地步，所以我没有和我太太同心协力去面对这个大的挑战。我不但没有安慰他，反而指责他，认为儿子变成同性恋和他很有很大的关系。对儿子和对太太，我已经无力去帮助他们。既然大家都觉得生活在痛苦之中，那还不如各自的去寻找自己想要的快乐。可是我太太的反应和我完全不一样。
你不能想象，当儿子佑轩用几个简单的字对我们说我是同性恋时，带给了我们多么大的悲伤。我以为用这个最后通牒要他选择亲情或者选择同性恋来威胁他，一定可以清醒过来并且可以改变的。儿子却很坚定地回答说，我生来就是同性恋，不可能改变。如果你们不能接纳我，我只有离家这条路。毫无犹豫的，他拎起背包就走出了家门。这比我听到了他死亡的消息更难接受，比一把尖锐的刀刺伤了我更痛。又羞耻又愤怒，全身的血液刹那间流出了体外。我瘫痪地跌倒在地上，好像全身僵硬得像冰块。心想，不只是婚姻已破碎，连这个跟我最亲近，我生命中唯一的希望也背叛了我。我到了生命的尽头，世界在我眼前崩溃，我完全没有要继续再活下去的理由。所以我决定要去做一件不可思议的事，结束我的生命。那时我还没有重新得救，不知为什么却想去见一位牧师。他给了我一本有关同性恋的小册子，我就不告而别离家出走，买了一张单程火车票，计划到路易维尔和儿子见最后一面，然后就去自杀。身上只带着那本小册子和我的皮包，我就这样上了前往路易维尔的火车，相信只有一死了之可以解决我所有的痛苦。向来不喜欢看书的我，竟然在火车上开始看那本小册子。神打开了我的心灵，让我明白了耶稣的救恩心肠，他为了爱我们而钉在十字架上的救恩。虽然我们都是罪人，神仍然爱我们，无条件的爱我们。神能够无条件的爱我，我也应该无条件的去爱我那同性恋的儿子。到了路易维尔，从那本小册子背面的一个电话号码，我联络上了一位退休师母，她辅导了我6个礼拜，带着我读经祷告。我如饥似渴般日夜不停地把自己沉浸在神的话语中。原本去 Louisville 是要结束我的生命，实际上我的确是做到了。今天我最爱的经节之一就是加拉太书2:20，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
过了6个礼拜，我接到那位辅导我太太退休师母的电话， 他非常兴奋地跟我说，你太太已经将他的生命奉献给主了，他已经得救了。我心中很不高兴，对他说，这个不是个好消息，这个是我的一个噩梦。因为从现在起，神会站在他那边，那我更吵不过他了。后来我的观察发觉，他的改变不只是星期天而已，而是神在各方面都慢慢改变他。他每天早上都用数小时的时间在他的祷告室里面读经祷告，他拥有很大和充满了活力的信心。我观察和我觉得，他得到的不是一个宗教的信仰，他得到的和主耶稣有一个亲密的个人关系。不知不觉，神也在我的身上开始做工。我就和我太太一起去教会，我一个朋友邀请我们去参加一个查经班，叫 BSF Bible Study Fellowship 国际圣经研究团契。我们开始在神的话语中看到了神的爱，我们在灵命上也开始扎根。神的话打开了我心中的眼睛，不久我也将我的生命奉献给神。神开始医治我们两个人的婚姻，让我们恢复了原来的感情和爱情，成为心灵一体，更和神接近。这是神要预先锻炼我们，为将来会来临的另外一场的挑战做准备。因为我们儿子生活在同性恋圈中，越陷越深。
我是在一个中国传统家庭长大的孩子，和大多数的美籍华人的孩子一样，对父母要孝顺。
美国的中国孩子和很多中国孩子一样，第一件事就是要孝敬父母。
学校成绩出色，
学业呢就当然要拿 A 啦。
当然要一定要猛练钢琴，
还有要很乖的去练琴。
我很难打入美国男孩子的圈子，
我很难打入这个美国的男孩子的圈子里面。
我的相貌、举动、兴趣和他们都不一样，
我的样子、兴趣、行动和他们一点都不同，
也处处显得格格不入，
很格格不入。
God gave me the gifts of music and sensitivity.
上帝令我有这个音乐的天赋和这个敏锐的特质。
And Satan cannot take away those God-given gifts.
撒旦拿不去这些这样的礼物。
But he can twist the perception of them.
但他可以将那种的看法是扭曲了。
And from a young age, I was viewed and ridiculed as being effeminate.
我自小已经被人笑话我是乸型。
The first time I remember having same-sex attractions.
我第一次有这个同性被吸引那种的感觉的时候
was when I was 9 years old.
就是我九岁的时
候 after I came across pornography at a friend's house.
我一个朋友家看到这些色情的杂志
and this wasn't a Caucasian friend, it was a Chinese friend.
不是一个白人的小孩子，是一个中国的朋友
and at that young age, I was confused and afraid of those feelings.
在那个这么小的年纪，我那时候是对这个这感觉是很迷茫。
Without any parental guidance on sexuality,
又没有爸爸妈妈去教导我怎样看性这件事。
Those magazines gave me a distorted view of sex.
那些杂志令我对性有一个很扭曲的观念。
And they soon became my master.
慢慢成为了我的主人。
So with pornography fueling my same-sex attractions,
当这些色情杂志在燃烧我这种性取向的时候
I had my first sexual encounter when I was 16 years old.
我16岁第一次有性经验
But I kept my feelings hidden through high school, college, even the Marine Corps reserves.
但我是由中学、大学甚至是参加海军陆战队的时候我将这种这样的感觉是埋藏
Then in my early 20s, I started secretly going out to the gay clubs in Chicago.
在20岁的时候我开始在芝加哥渐渐地走出去这些同性的酒吧
Then when I moved to Louisville, Kentucky, where I started dental school,
当我去了这个 Louisville 那个牙医学院的时候
I no longer kept it a secret, and I came out of the closet.
我终于就出柜了。
So I began spending most of my free time in the gay clubs.
我一有时间就去这些同性的酒吧
And I went from relationship to relationship.
一段关系去到另外一段的关系。
Seeking intimacy and happiness.
去揾亲密嗰种嘅关系感觉，同去揾快乐。
Which I found temporarily.
有阵时系短暂性系揾到嘅。
But it still left me feeling unfulfilled and unsatisfied.
但系带嚟嘅系更多嘅唔满足。
So I began experimenting with drugs.
所以我开始咧就吸毒啦。
But I was a dental student, so I didn't have much money as a dental student.
咁嗰时我系牙科嘅学生嚟噶嘛，冇乜钱噶嘛。
So I decided to support my habit by selling drugs.
咁我要赚钱啊，唯有就去贩毒咯。
And I sold to friends, classmates, even a professor. Not something I'd suggest.
我卖俾朋友啦、同学啦，甚至一个教授添。
You see, I actually thought I could live this double life.
我认为我系可以过呢种双面人嘅生活嘅。
Of being a graduate student by day and a promiscuous drug dealer by night.
日头咧就系研究科嘅学生，夜晚咧就系一个嘅放纵嘅毒贩。
But 3 months before I was to receive my doctorate, the administration expelled me.
但系我当我喺大学毕业之前嘅3个月咧，学校居然开除咗我。
So my parents flew from Chicago to Louisville, Kentucky.
所以我嘅父母就飞咗嚟呢度睇我啦。
And I thought they were going to fight to keep me in school.
我以为佢哋会撑我，等我留翻喺学校啦。
My father is a dentist.
我爸爸系个牙医。
And he knew the dean very well.
佢同我院长系好熟嘅。
All they needed to do was to threaten a lawsuit, and I stay in school for the 3 months and get my doctorate.
佢唯一就系话要告佢哋啦，咁佢哋自然俾我继续读，咁我咪毕到业咯。
Besides, isn't that what any good Chinese parent should do anyway?
咁系咪所有嘅父母都应该咁撑佢嘅细蚊仔噶嘛？
But to my surprise, as we sat there in the dean's office,
但系喺我当系坐喺嗰个院长嘅房里边嘅时候，出乎我意料之外。
My mother looked at the dean and said,
我妈妈睇住个院长，佢话
，It's not important that Christopher becomes a dentist.
Christopher 做唔做牙医唔紧要。
What's more important is that Christopher becomes a Christ follower.
最重要嘅系 Christopher 要成为一个跟随耶稣嘅人。
She realized that nothing was more important than me knowing Jesus Christ, even my career.
佢认为冇嘢比我能够跟随耶稣更重要，甚至系我嘅事业。
So my parents told them that they were going to support whatever decision the school made.
所以我父母就话个学校认为点样咧，佢哋完全系支持嘅。
Well, can I just tell you, I was not happy about their decision.
我想话俾你知咧，其实我系非常之唔高兴。
They were not on my side; they were on the school side.
唔单止唔撑我，仲系企喺学校嗰边。
So I moved further away from them to the bright lights and big city of Atlanta, Georgia.
所以我离佢哋更远，走去个亚特兰大市嗰度咧，去过我灿烂嘅生活。
And there, I quickly took over the drug scene in the gay community.
咁嗰度咧，我好快就系成日操控晒成个贩毒嘅集团啦。
And I became a supplier to other dealers in over 12 states.
我成为一个毒品嘅拆家，将嗰啲嘅毒品咧系俾好多12个州嘅唔同嘅毒贩。
In addition, it was nothing for me to have multiple anonymous sexual encounters each and every day.
我又更加系放纵自己，每日有唔同嘅陌生人咧，有嗰啲嘅性格嘅关系。
Because according to the world, I had it all.
因为喺个世界嚟讲，我乜都有。
Money, fame, drugs, and sex.
名利啦，毒品啦，性啦。
I had exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
我将上帝嘅真理摆埋一边，我要嘅系谎话。
And I began to worship the creature rather than the creator.
我开始嘅系去敬拜嗰个被造嘅物，唔系嗰个创造者。
Because in my world, I had become God.
因为喺我嘅世界里边，我就系神。
利昂和我完全不知道，而我们。儿子在贩毒跟吸毒，我们也正在新生活的成长中，但只知道儿子需要信主得救，所以我每隔一天坚持不断地寄基督教卡片给他，填满了鼓励的话语、经节、赞美诗歌，并且我在每一章的结尾总一定签上永远爱你的妈妈。后来知道他连读都不读，就丢进了垃圾桶。
儿子既然不愿意回家，我们只好飞到 Atlanta 去看他。没有想到第二天就被他赶出了门。在我们离开之前，我想留一样东西给他，就是我的第一本圣经。他对我说，我才不要看你的圣经，你做梦我会看你的圣经。可是我还是将我的圣经放在他的桌子上。后来我们发觉，我们一出门，他就把我的圣经 丢进了垃圾桶，很明显的看出他是无药可救，在世俗的眼光他是毫无希望的。可是神是大能的，神可以用一个奇迹来改变我们的儿子。所以我太太就开始做了一个很大胆的祷告，主啊，求你用任何方法将这个浪子带回到你的身边。对一个中国的母亲来说，这是一个很大胆很冒险的祷告。虽然我们面临逆境，可是我们没有存着绝望的心情，只是全心全意定睛在神的诺言之中。同时我们也有100多位带祷的兄弟姐妹，我们的教会和我们的圣经查经班。之后8年每一个星期一，我太太都做禁食祷告，8年如一日，甚至有一次禁食祷告39天。她每天早上都在她祷告的小斗室里读经祷告，甚至有一次祷告39天，她每天都跪着在她的祷告的小斗室里跪着苦苦的哀求读经祷告。他将他的祷告，很多祷告写了下来，以下是他写下来祷告其中的一个。
主啊，我要站在您和我儿子的破口之间，直到这场战打胜为止。我要站在您和我儿子的破口之间，每天我都要虔诚地为他向您祷告和祈求。我只有一个要求，不要让我心灰意冷而气馁。无论如何的艰难，如何的困苦，我绝不会放弃这儿子。主，您更不会。虽然撒旦魔鬼千方百计地要毁灭我儿子，我仍然要坚持到底，无论要等到何年何月。每当我向你祈求和祷告的时候，我已经将一切的重担、一切的惧怕和我的泪水全交托在您的手中。8年的祷告和等候，似乎神都没有回应。其实神是听到了我的祷告，只是没有顺着我的意愿。他的回答是，我要你休息，要知道我是神。回想当年我求神改变逆境，神确实带来了许多的改变，只是儿子的改变时候还没有到。神要先让我改变，他要使我那已被更新的生命成为神施舍慈悲怜悯的胜利金牌。阿索千伯曾说，我们活在这世上并不是要证明神是个应允祷告的神，乃是要让我们的生命成为神恩典的纪念塔。在我们等候期待的岁月里，神亲自每天带领牵着我们一步一步地接近他。
Often, answer to prayer does not come quickly.
很多时上帝应允我们的祷告不是立时的。
And this definitely was not an exception.
对我来讲都不例外。
But my parents were unwavering in their faithfulness to intercede on my behalf.
但我父母他坚毅的信心不断地为我代求。
Like the persistent widow, my mother bombarded heaven with her prayers.
好像那个坚毅的穷寡妇一样，我妈妈用她的祷告去轰炸整个天庭。
She knew that it would take nothing short of a miracle to bring this prodigal son to the father.
她知道要将这个叛逆的仔再一次带回爸爸那里是需要一个很大的奇迹。
And a miracle is exactly what God did.
嗰阵上帝就行咗奇迹。
This miracle came with the bang on my door.
呢个奇迹嘅开始系有人敲我度门。
I opened up my door, and on my front doorstep,
我打开我个大门嘅时候
were 12 federal drug enforcement agents, Atlanta police, and two big German shepherd dogs.
有十二名嘅啲毒品管制嘅人员啦，警察啦，两只大牧羊犬啦。
I just received a large shipment of drugs.
我啱啱收到个好大嗰啲嘅毒品啊嘛。
Not my largest.
唔系最大嗰批。
But they confiscated all my money and my drugs.
佢哋充公晒我所有嘅钱，所有嘅毒品。
And I was charged with the street value equivalent of 9.1 tons of marijuana.
我嗰时被控诉大概系收藏系相等于9.1吨嘅大麻。
With that amount, I was facing 10 years to life in a federal prison.
我面对紧嘅系随时监禁十年，甚至系终生监禁。
I had started with a bright future among society's finest in academia.
我本来有个美好嘅前途喺个社会里边。
And I found myself in the ditch among society's despised in the Atlantic City Detention Center.
我而家跌落咗嗰个嘅拘留所嗰个黑暗嘅房里边。
So I tried calling my friends.
於是我諗住去揾我啲朋友啦。
You know those type of friends that say, whenever you need something, just give me a call.
你嗰種朋友就話你有咩事咧 ，call 我啦。
Those friends that really get me more into trouble than they're any good for me.
其實呢啲朋友咧，比我多麻煩多過幫助嘅。
What I didn't know though was I had a praying mother at home.
我唔知就係我有個禱告嘅媽媽喺屋企。
Watch out.
小心。
She knew that as long as I had those type of friends around, I would find no need for God and no need for my parents.
我媽媽認為只要我有呢啲咁樣嘅朋友我就揾唔到上帝噶啦。
And you remember she likes bold prayers.
你記住啊，佢好喜歡呢啲大膽嘅禱告。
Well, she prayed specifically years before that somehow, some way, God would cause all of my friends to desert me.
好多年前佢已經祈禱話啲朋友要全部遠離我。
And on that day, not one friend answered my collect call.
而嗰日就係咁啦，冇一個朋友接我個 call.
So you mothers, beware of your prayers; they're gonna come true.
所以母親啊，小心你嘅禱告係會成真嘅。
So I was down to the bottom of the list.
我跌落谷底啦。
Home.
屋企啦。
And I didn't want to make that phone call.
我真係好唔想打電話翻屋企。
As I imagined the earful that I was gonna get.On the other line.
我已经想象到咧，我阿妈会点样闹我噶啦。
But my mother's first words were.
但我妈妈第一句说话系咧。
Son, are you okay?
佢话仔啊，你好吗
？No condemnation, no berating words, just words of unconditional love and grace.
冇大吵大闹，只系无尽嘅爱同埋恩慈。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4.
罗马书二章第四节，保罗咁讲
：，It's God's kindness that leads us to repentance。
系因为上帝嘅恩慈去令你去悔改。
Notice that it doesn't say God's anger, doesn't say God's wrath。
你睇清楚，唔系话上帝嘅愤怒，唔系话佢嘅震怒。
But it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance。
系上帝嘅恩慈去带领我哋去悔改。
And even on that miserable day, God was pouring out His grace and drawing me to Himself.Through the words of my mother.
喺嗰咁差嘅一日里边，系上帝嘅恩慈带领我再重归我妈妈嗰啲嘅仁慈嘅话语里边。
Actually, my mother was happy to get that phone call, if you can believe it or not.
其实我阿妈收到我电话咧，系好开心嘅。
Because I hadn't called home in years.
因为我好多年咧已经冇打电话翻屋企啦。
And she knew without a doubt that this was God's answer to her prayers.
所以佢一听就知呢个咧系上帝应允佢嘅祷告。
So as she hung up that phone, fighting back the tears.
当佢挂起电话嘅时候，心里边系流泪嘅时候。
She knew she had to do like that good old hymn says.
佢又要好似嗰个好好嘅诗歌咁讲。
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
每日嘅一日嘅数算你自己嘅恩典。
No matter what storm she was going through, she had to count her blessings.
无论你过紧系咩风浪，你都要细数你嘅恩典。
So she set the phone down.
将个电话摆低。
And she reached out next to the phone was a calculator.
喺佢个电话隔篱系一个计数机。
And she tore off a little piece of the calculator tape, the adding machine tape.
嗰啲计数机咪有啲卷纸嘅。
And she wrote down these first blessings.
佢就将佢写住祝福。
Christopher is in a safe place compared to before.
阿仔喺个好安全嘅地方啊，比起以前。
And he called home for the very first time.
佢终于第一次打电话翻屋企啦。
As my years in prison passed, she kept adding to this list of blessings and counting her blessings.
我喺監獄裏邊嘅日子，佢不斷嘅就係將一個一個嘅恩典咁寫喺紙上邊。
And today, this list of blessings is longer and taller than she is.
今日呢張紙你睇下，仲高過佢嘅人添啊！
3 days later, I was walking around the cell block.
3日之後，我喺監倉裏邊喺度行緊。
And I passed by this garbage can.
經過個垃圾桶。
Then I looked at this garbage and I thought to myself, my life is so much like this garbage.
我望住啲垃圾，佢就话：我个生命就系好似呢堆垃圾咁。
I'm from upper middle class suburb of Chicago.
我系芝加哥中产家庭出生嘅。
My father has 2 doctorates.
我爸爸有两个博士学位。
I was only 3 months away from receiving my own doctorate.
我差3个月都有个博士学位啦。
I had it made.
我真系得。
But now I found myself among common criminals.
但我而家同埋啲奸犯喺埋一齐。
Trash.
垃圾。
And with my head down, I was about to pass by this garbage can.
我低住头啱经过呢个垃圾桶。
But something on top of the trash caught my eye.
但垃圾桶上面有一样嘢吸引咗我注意力。
I bent over, I picked it up.
我执起佢。
And it was a Gideon's New Testament.
喺嗰个基甸会出嘅圣经。
I took that New Testament back to my cell.
我将本圣经带翻我个监仓里边。
And I opened up that good book.
我打开呢本嘅圣经。
And for the first time, I read through the entire Gospel of Mark that night.
我第一次一晚里边睇晒成卷嘅马可福音。
But actually, I wasn't thinking this is the answer to my problems.
其实我唔系谂紧话啊，呢个就系我生命一切嘅答案啦。
I was really thinking I've got a lot of time on my hands, and I better pass it somehow.
其实我谂紧系我咁多时间冇嘢做，咁睇下书消磨下日神啦。
But as many of you know, what we have in our Bibles.
但你知道喺我哋嘅圣经里边
，isn't just ink on paper，
唔系净系白纸黑字咁简单。
But what we have in our Bibles, ladies and gentlemen，
我哋嘅圣经里边嘅亲爱弟兄姊妹朋友
，is the very breath of God，
系上帝自己佢嘅气息。
And it is living and powerful，
系有活嘅，系有能力嘅。
And sharper than any double-edged sword，
比一切两刃嘅剑系更加锋利。
Able to cut through the hardest of hearts，
能够将更加坚硬嘅心都可以系打开。
Exposing my sin, my rebellion，
一切要将一切嘅叛逆、一切嘅罪都完全显露出嚟。
And it wasn't a pretty sight，
而唔系一个靓嘅图画。
I thought things couldn't get any worse，
我谂应该事情唔会再坏啦话。
I was wrong。
我错。
A few days later, I was called into the nurse's office.
几日之后，那个护士叫我去佢个办公室。
They handcuffed me.
佢用手铐扣住我。
I shuffled into the nurse's office.
咁我行去嗰个办公室里边啦。
The nurse shut the door behind me and sat me down.
佢将个门闩咗，叫我坐低。
And I knew something wasn't right.
我知道有啲嘢唔妥。
She was uncomfortably struggling with the words, and she couldn't even give me eye contact.
好似啲嘢想讲又讲唔到，连望都唔敢望我咁。
So she resigned to writing something on a piece of paper.
于是佢将几个字就写喺张纸仔上边。
And slowly slid it across the desk to me.
又慢慢就喺张台度推过去俾我睇。
I looked down at this piece of paper.
我睇住张纸。
And I saw 3 letters and a symbol.
有三个英文字母加个符号。
It read HIV positive.
艾滋病阳性。
圣诞节即将来临的一天下午，我接到佑轩从监狱打来的电话。虽然背后掺杂着吵吵闹闹的噪声，却也掩盖不住他那颤抖又微弱的气息。妈，我染上了艾滋病病毒。这哀伤绝望的气息突然间让我感到天旋地转。自从知道儿子过着同性恋的生活后，我最害怕会发生的噩梦成了真。儿子被联邦政府判刑6年，但这个宣告有如死刑，令我难以接受。放下电话，我心痛如刀绞，茫茫然不知所措地走进了我的小祷告室，跪在十字架下。我低头，让这首悦耳的诗歌不断地在我脑海里冲荡。 我心灵得安宁，得安宁，我心灵得安宁。
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught
大家跟我们一起唱。
It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
再一次。
It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
A few days after receiving that devastating news,
so 这个坏消息的几日之后，
I was lying in my bed.
我就瞓喺张床上边。
And I looked up at the metal bunk above me.
我就望住碌架床上边嗰一格。
Someone had scribbled something.
啲人写啲字喺上边。
And it read, "If you're bored, read Jeremiah 29:11."
佢话写住话，如果你闷嘅话，就读耶利米书29:11啦。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord.
我知道我所给你的意念是催人平安的意念。
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
是一些令你催人意料之外的平安，不是要陷害你的意念。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
那是叫你末后有指望。
You see, at the most hopeless point in my life, God was using the words penned by a prophet thousands of years ago.
你见到嘛？喺我最冇希望嘅嗰一日里边，上帝用一个系几千年前嘅先知所写嘅话嚟鼓励我。
To tell me that regardless of who I was and what I had done in the past,
话俾我听，你唔论你系边个，你以前做过啲乜嘢都好
，He still had a plan for me.
佢依然有一个计划去俾你。
I had no idea where this plan was going to take me.
我完全唔知道呢个计划系点样嘅。
But God gave me enough strength, enough faith to get through that one day and the next and the next.
但上帝俾我足够嘅力量同埋信心，去就咁一日一日咁样过。
My transformation was gradual.
我嘅改变系逐渐进嘅。
And God was convicting me of the dependencies in my life.
我哋要帮我处理，首先系我想嗰啲嘅瘾啊。
The most obvious was drugs。
好明显，第一个就系毒品嘅瘾啦。
But within a few months, God delivered me from the bondage of that addiction。
感谢主，几个月之后，神已经将我脱离咗呢个毒瘾。
But the last thing that I was holding on to was my sexual identity。
但我最后仲系依然揸住嘅就系我个性取向。
I was reading through the Bible。
我睇圣经。
It was so clear to me that God loved me.Unconditionally.
好清楚，上帝俾我嘅爱系无穷无尽嘅。
But I also came across the passages in the Bible that seemed to condemn that core part of who I thought I was.
但我睇到嗰段经文，好似系话俾我听，我咁样做系唔应该嘅。
That was my sexual identity.
就系我嘅性取向。
So I went to a prison chaplain and I asked him his opinion on this issue.
所以去一个监狱嘅院，我就问佢紧佢嘅意见点睇咧。
And to my surprise, this chaplain actually told me that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality.
咁我好惊讶，佢同我讲话圣经系从来都唔责备同性恋噶。
And he gave me a book from his bookshelf, and he said this book explains that view.
佢俾本书写我，佢话嗱呢本书咧就解释所有嘢俾你知啦。
So with much curiosity, I took that book.
咁我好奇攞本书睇啦。
In the hopes of finding biblical justification for homosexuality.
希望揾到一啲嘅经文去平反就系话，其实同性恋系 OK 嘅。
I had that book in one hand and the Bible in the other.
一隻手揸住嗰本書，另外一隻手揸住嘅係聖經。
And let me tell you, from a purely human perspective, I had every reason in the world to accept what that book is claiming.
從人性嘅角度嚟講，我係好可以相信嗰本書所講嘅一切嘅。
Because I wanted to justify the way I had been living.
因為我想平反我以往嗰種嘅生活嘅模式係 OK 嘅。
But God's indwelling Holy Spirit convicted me.
但是上帝在我内在里面的圣灵在责备我。
That those assertions from that book were a clear distortion of God and His Word.
里面所讲的那本书的道理是完全扭曲了上帝的旨意。
I couldn't even finish that book and I gave it back to the chaplain.
我甚至看不完那本书，我将它给回那个院牧。
So I turned to the Bible alone.
所以我完全的是靠着看圣经。
And I went through every verse, every chapter.
我看每一章每一节。
Looking for any type of a positive affirmation for a monogamous gay relationship.
看看可不可以有一句半句是说其实这样的生活是可以的。
I went cover to cover several times I had time.
我由头到尾是看完又看，看完又看。
I looked and I looked and I couldn't find any justification.
我整本圣经看了好多次，找不到有一句告诉我听我这种生活是可以的。
So that meant I was at a turning point.
我站在十字路口那裡了。
And a decision had to be made.
我要做一個決定。
Either abandon God and His Word.
要是放棄神和祂的話。
Live as a gay man.
繼續過一個同性戀的生活。
Pursue a monogamous gay relationship.
繼續去尋求一些同性戀的關係。
By allowing my attractions to dictate who I was and how I lived.
用我的感受去統治我告訴我聽我應該可以怎樣過我的生命。
Or,abandon pursuing a monogamous gay relationship,
或者我是放棄過這種同性戀的生活啦。
By liberating myself from my attractions,
用我的感受是將我在我自己在那裡釋放出來的。
And live as a follower of Jesus Christ,
然後過一種跟隨耶穌的生活。
I only had one choice,
我只可以選一樣而已。
Follow Jesus,
跟隨耶穌。
As the days and the weeks and the months of abstinence passed,
在过去的几个月里面，我是不断的禁欲的时候，
I realized that my sexuality should not be the core of who I am.
我就开始发觉我的性取向不应该是去控制我究竟是个什么人。
I told myself before, God loves me unconditionally.
我以前跟我自己说，我上帝是无条件地爱我的嘛。
But then I added, so therefore he doesn't want me to change.
所以我就自己加了，所以他就不要我变咯。
But now I realize after reading the Bible,
但当我猛看圣经的时候，我明白一件事。
That unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior.
无条件的爱是不等于无条件的接纳我做的所有一切。
This is important, let me say it again.
因为很重要，等我再说一次啊。
Unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior.
无条件的爱是不等于无条件的接纳我的行为的。
My identity shouldn't be defined just by my sexuality.
我的个人的身份不应该由我的性取向来定夺。
My identity shouldn't be grounded in my attractions.
我的性取向，我的身份不应该在我的喜爱当中嗰度系行出嚟嘅。
My identity is not gay, ex-gay, or even heterosexual for that matter.
我嘅身份唔应该系同性恋、曾经同性恋，甚至系异性恋嘅。
But my identity as a child of the living God must be in Jesus Christ alone.
我嘅身份应该就系透过耶稣，我今日系耶和华嘅儿子。
God says.Be holy, for I am holy.
上帝话你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
I used to think that if I wanted to please God, I had to become a heterosexual.
我曾经认为如果我要取悦上帝咧，我就要成为一个异性恋嘅人啦。
But even people who have heterosexual feelings still need to resist and flee sin.
但系嗰啲有异性恋嘅人咧，一样佢哋要系离开罪恶嘅。
So I realized heterosexuality shouldn't be my goal.
所以我认为成为一个异性恋的人不应该是我只是个目标了。
Besides, God didn't say, be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual.
上帝也没说你们要异性恋，因为我都是异性恋的。
But neither did he say, be homosexual, for I am homosexual.
他也没说你们要同性恋，因为我是同性恋。
Rather, God said, be holy, for I am holy.
上帝说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So the opposite of homosexuality is not heterosexuality.
所以同性恋的相反不是异性恋。
But the opposite of homosexuality is holiness.
同性戀的相反是你要聖潔。
As a matter of fact, the opposite of anything is holiness.
其實所有的東西的相反都是聖潔。
That sanctification.
就是被成聖。
I didn't need to focus upon my struggles or my temptations or my attractions.
我不應該只是注目在我的掙扎啊，我的喜好當中。
But I needed to focus upon living a life of holiness and living a life of purity.
我專注的是要過一個怎樣的聖潔的生活。
Because change is not the absence of temptations.
因為改變不是完全沒有引誘。
But change is the ability to be holy in the midst of our temptations.
改變是當我在很多的掙扎當中，我依然能夠成聖。
Change is not the absence of temptations.
改變不是因為是沒有吸引、沒有引誘。
But change is the ability to be holy in the midst of our temptations.
改變在眾多的掙扎當中，我依然能夠可以成為聖聖。
Because the ultimate issue is not my temptations.
因為最終的目標不是我的那些引誘。
Not my attractions.
不是我的被吸引的地方。
Not even my desire for a relationship, as important as that might be.
更加不是我喜愛的那種關係、那種心，雖然這個是重要的。
But the ultimate issue.Is that I yearn after God in total surrender and complete obedience.
最重要的我是渴求上帝他自己得着他的时候，我的心是被释放，是有这个顺服。
As I began to live this life of surrender and obedience,
当我过这种的顺服的生命的时候，
God began to reveal His plan for my life.
上帝將佢嘅生命嗰種嘅計劃就慢慢話俾我聽啦。
And he called me to full-time ministry while I was in prison, of all places.
我喺監獄嘅時候，佢同我講，佢需要呼召我去做全職嘅侍奉。
And I realized it didn't matter where I was, whether in prison or out of prison.
我諗住其實都唔喺邊度都唔緊要啊，喺監獄或者出監獄都唔緊要。
Because my calling would remain the same regardless of the location.
因为我的呼召无论在哪里都是一样的。
And with that change of heart, God did another miracle.
因为我心改变了，神就又施行神迹了。
And he shortened my sentence from 6 years to 3 years, which is almost unheard of in the federal system.
他将我监禁的期由6年缩到3年，在那时候的制度是未听过的。
So with only about a year left of my prison sentence,
就大概一年我就出狱了。
I knew if I was going to continue on in ministry after prison, I'd better learn more about the Bible.
咁我谂，如果我继续要侍奉主嘅时候，我应该系多认识圣经啦。
So I called home collect to my parents.
所以我就打咗俾我父母啦。
And I told them, I think God's calling me to ministry.
我话上帝呼召我全职啊。
So I asked them to mail me an application to the only Bible college I had ever heard of in our hometown, Chicago.
咁嗰时芝加哥我唯有识一间嘅神学院，我叫佢俾嗰个申请表我。
Called Moody Bible Institute.
就是慕迪圣经学院啊。
But then there was silence on the other line because I think they both dropped their phones.
当时咧冇声嘅，我谂佢哋惊到咧系电话跌埋。
They mailed the application into me to prison.
佢将个申请表寄俾我啦。
I was so excited when I got that application.
我好兴奋啊，收到个申请表嘅时候。
I tore it open and I began filling it out.
咁啊，打开要填表啦。
Until I realized I needed references.
咁跟住佢话：，要揾推荐人嘅。
Not from anybody.
问哪个啊？
These had to be specifically people who knew me as a Christian for at least 1 year.
而且嗰啲推荐人咧，要系认识我作为一个基督徒起码一年嘅时间。
The only people who knew me as a Christian for at least 1 year were people in prison.
有咩人识我做咗基督徒一年啫？咪监狱里边啲人咯。
So amazingly, I was fortunate enough to persuade a prison chaplain, a prison guard, and another prison inmate to write my references to Moody.
於是我就找到一個院牧、那個、警衛和監倉的室友跟我寫這個推薦。
So one of the greatest miracles of this whole story is that Moody actually accepted me.
更奇妙呢，聖經學院收了我。
I was released from prison in July of 2001.
2001年7月我就放監了。
And I started the very next month in August of 2001.
一個月後8月我就去聖經學院讀書了。
So imagine the surprise of my classmates when I answered their question.Imagine the surprise of my classmates when I answered their question.
你想想当时大家互相介绍，他们问我一个问题的时候，他们那种的惊讶程度。
What did you do this summer?
这个暑假做过什么来啊？
I graduated from Moody in 2005.
2005年我神学院毕业。
I went on to get my master's in biblical exegesis from Wheaton College Graduate School.
我就去了惠登这个学院呢，是读这个的圣经释经学的硕士课程。
And then just last year, I received my doctorate of ministry from Bethel Seminary.
去年我在个 Bethel Seminary 呢，是得到我一个博士的学位。
I also had the honor in 2011 of co-authoring a book with my mother.
我2011年同我妈妈写咗一本书
，called Out of a Far Country，
从远方嚟嘅。
And then in just last year in 2014, we released our book in Chinese.
去年2014年咧，我将本书翻译做成中文出咗啦。
Called No Longer Me，
叫做不再是我。
My mother and I wrote chapters. She wrote chapter one. I wrote chapter two. She wrote chapter three, and so on.
我就卡拉卡同妈妈咧合作写本书。
She wrote all the odd chapters. I wrote the even chapters. So they're alternating narratives.
佢写单数嘅章节，我就写双数嘅。
To show how you can have the same situation told from two totally different perspectives.
你可以同一件事咧，同妈妈同埋仔嘅新角度去睇嗰件事啦。
And then God in His power and grace put us all back together.
然之后喺上帝嘅恩典同埋能力当中咧，将你嘅全家摆翻埋一齐。
In both the English and the Chinese, we have a free study guide in the back of every book.
喺每本书里边咧，无论系中或者英咧，都有嗰个嘅俾你去讨论嘅一个嘅 guide 嘅。
Many small groups have used, and we have found out that even Christian high schools are using this as their textbook.
很多小组会讨论啦，甚至一啲嘅中学学生咧都攞去做课本嘅。
And it makes sense because did you know that there are hundreds of books and resources given to our youth today on sexuality that are not from God's perspective?
你知唔知今日对年轻人嚟讲，有超过上百嘅唔同嘅书系讲关呢个性嘅关系，系唔系讲紧上帝嘅国度嘅？
And yet, we rarely give our youth and our young adults resources that talk about sexuality from a Christian perspective.
我哋好少俾我哋嘅年轻人灌输一啲嘅书咧，系从上帝嘅角度去讲性关系。
So sometimes we have people who go back to the table, old ladies, and they get 12 books.
所以有啲嘅，譬如婆婆、公公婆婆佢哋咧，去我个书台嗰度。
And we asked them, why do you need 12 books? You only need one.
佢买十二本，佢话点解买咁多嘅
？And the grandmother says, I have 12 grandchildren.
咁个婆婆话我有十二个孙仔啊嘛。
And they need to know what biblical sexuality looks like.
佢要明白究竟系圣经所讲嘅性取向、性关系系咩意思
？Silence is no longer an option.
沉默再唔系一个选择。
We must break through.The uncomfortableness and talk about sex and sexuality with our children.
我哋一定要打破呢种嘅不安嘅感觉，同我哋嘅细蚊仔去讲呢个性关系、性取向呢啲事。
Because if we don't,
如果我哋唔做咧
，if you parents you don't talk to your kids,
嗰个父母如果你唔做咧
，I guarantee you that the world will.
我保证你个世界就会教佢哋噶啦。
And they will give our children a distorted view of sex.
而呢个世界将一个扭曲嘅观念就灌输俾你嘅细蚊仔。
But God has given us back the years that the locusts have taken away.
上帝将嗰啲嘅禾虫系已经夺去嗰啲嘅日子，系重新嘅俾翻我哋。
When my parents and I we travel around the nation, around the world, talking about God's grace and God's truth on the issue of sexuality.
我同我嘅父母系走匀全世界，去将上帝嘅恩典同人分享。
And we get to do that as a two-generational ministry.
我哋系当佢成为一个嘅两代之间嘅事工。
And then God has a sense of humor.
上帝有时好幽默嘅。
Because He's brought me back to Moody, where I'm now teaching in the Bible department.
佢将我再一次带翻去呢个穆迪圣经学院喺度教书啦。
So I went from prisoner to professor.
由一个嘅监等成为一个嘅教授。
Only God can do that.
只有上帝先可以咁样做到嘅啫。
But God has done far more abundantly beyond all that we have asked or thought.
上帝所做嘅比我哋所想所求系更多。
As I look back upon my life, most of which were far apart from Christ.
当我回望我嘅过去嘅一生嘅时候，大部分都系远离上帝。
I see a lot of bad decisions.
见到好多嘅坏嘅决定。
Which have resulted in some big consequences.
令到我承受嘅后果系好多。
One of those being HIV positive.
其中一个就系艾滋病阳性。
But you know, I realize I'm no different than any of you.
但系知道嘛？我同你系冇分别嘅。
All of our days are numbered.
我哋所有嘅日子已经定落嚟啦。
Not one person in this room has ever been promised tomorrow here on this earth.
咁但我谂在座冇一个人话俾你可以话俾你听，我听日一定会继续喺度嘅。
But unfortunately, we do often take tomorrow for granted.
但好多时我哋就系攞听日，我哋冇好重视嘅我哋嘅明天。
And you know, it took getting HIV for me to realize a profound truth.
我就透过我有呢个艾滋病嘅阳性，揾呢个好 重要的真理。
That as a child of God,
作为上帝的儿女，
I must live with a sense of urgency.
我每日要过的是一个严谨的生活。
You know this world we live in today.
你知道我们这个世界呢？
As I turn on the news,
当我打开新闻，
read the newspaper,
看报纸，
we have seen threat of war,
很多的战争的恐慌，
terrorism,
恐怖分子，
economies crashing,
经济衰退，
disease, orphans, widows,
疾病、孤儿、寡妇。
When I look at this world, I know this world doesn't need another good Christian.
当我看这个世界的时候，他们所需要的不是另一个好的基督徒。
A good Christian who might go to church every Sunday.
一个可能个礼拜翻教会嘅好嘅基督徒啦。
Good people in other people's eyes.
喺其他人眼中系个好人啦。
But in God's eyes, doing little for the kingdom of heaven.
但喺上帝嘅眼里边，系为神嘅国度做紧好少嘅事。
What this world doesn't need are more good Christians.
呢个世界所需要嘅唔系更加好嘅基督徒。
But what this world demands are great Christians.
这个世界所需求渴求的是伟大的基督徒。
Christians who won't settle for mediocrity.
那些基督徒是不会因为求求其其就过一世的了。
Christians who don't care what the person on the left says or the person on the right says.
他们是不关注他左右的人在讲什么的。
But they're living for an audience of one.
他们只是为一个听众一个观众去活的啫。
Christians who know that they have been crucified with Christ and they no longer live.
这种信徒他们清楚知道他们与上帝是同同钉十字架，不再活着。
But Christ lives in us.
乃是基督活在他们中间。
Christians who know that they have been giving one life to give glory to God.
这个信徒是清楚知道他只有一条命，是将他的荣耀归给他们的主。
Do you know 2,000 years ago, it took a handful of men and women, and they changed the course of history forever.
你知吗？二千多年前，只有一小撮嘅男人同埋女人，就将整个世界系改变。
Are we simply just going to be a part of history, or are we going to form history for the glory of Jesus Christ?
你究竟成为只不过系成为历史嘅一部分咧？一话你系愿意去将个历史系改变，为咗得着主耶稣，自己得着荣耀咧
？Because whether you're ready or not, all of us will one day stand before our God, our Creator.
因为无论你预唔预备好都好，你终有一日要企喺上帝嘅面前。
And my hope is that he can look at you in the eyes and say，
我嘅盼望就系佢有一日佢能够双眼望住你话
，Well done, good and faithful servant。
我忠心又良善嘅仆人，做得好。
Let's pray，
一齐祷告好吗
？Lord God, we thank you for this day。
阿爸天父，我哋多谢你赐俾我哋今天。
God, we repent of taking granted the time you've given for us.
上帝啊，求你饶恕我哋嘅罪，我哋往往将我哋嘅今日系浪费咗。
Help us to live this day fully for you.
让我哋每一日嘅能够系好好嘅为你而活。
Help us to be great in your eyes.
让我哋能够喺你嘅眼里边成为伟大嘅人。
Not great in man's eyes.
不是在一个世界眼中是伟大的人。
Which means, oh, look at me, or great, how great I am.
那种的定义就是，啊，看看我，看我几威几叻。
But great in your eyes means being the least of these.
但在你的眼中成为伟大的，就是成为最小的。
Being great in your eyes means coming to serve, not be served.
在你的眼里面，伟大的就是要去服侍，不是被服侍。
God, help to break our hearts for the nations.
Oh, 主啊，愿你嚟破碎我哋嘅心，为着各国国族嘅缘故。
Help to break our hearts for the gay community.
为着呢个嘅同性嘅社区嚟破碎我哋嘅心，主啊。
Help us to be the church that wins people to Christ.
愿呢间教会成为一间嘅得着人嘅灵魂嘅教会。
Help us to be great.
我哋成为伟大嘅基督徒。
And we ask this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ.
我哋奉主耶稣得胜嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.